ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the leader of the Catholic Church in Papua New Guinea has called on the national government to immediately increase funding to address the skyrocketing number of new HIV/AIDS infections in the country. Cardinal Sir John Ribbitt's statement followed the government's declaration in June that PNG had a national HIV/AIDS crisis. Last year, the World Health Organization reported that around 11,000 new HIV/AIDS cases were found in PNG. The national government recently said it is doing all it can to deal with the issue. However, Cardinal Sir John Ribbitt told Caroline Tierman this is an urgent issue and must be dealt with immediately.
When HIV/AIDS virus came for the first time, the work by the government and by the council that was created for that purpose, National HIV/AIDS Council, and it was going very well and the awareness was going everywhere. But of course, while they were doing that, the warning also was saying that HIV/AIDS is here to stay. It will not go away completely. So when HIV/AIDS kind of slows down and went away, the government did not maintain support for the testing places and also the place for awareness and so on. So the funding really got reduced and put back into the health department. So now HIV/AIDS work is with the health department. It's not on its own be able to do things as in the time when it came first. So at this time, we were having our meeting of our clinics. We had two clinics here. And then in both clinics, they were showing that the increase of HIV infections was going very high. And I was seeing this report and I was asking our board members and those who were from our clinics, how is it that this one is really increasing and it's really alarming? Then they said, yes, because the funding to support HIV testing and counseling is no longer there. And at this time, I told our board members to create a board for ecumenical churches, the PNG Christian Leaders Alliance, Leaders Alliance of all churches. So I told them that while the government is not putting funds to be able to make this moving and going, we will take this responsibility now. I mentioned it to them, that we will be the voice to be able to make people aware of this infection affecting our people. And the number has increased. That's why I was calling on the government to put more funding into trying to do awareness and sort treatment for HIV and AIDS. But now with the increase of infection of HIV and AIDS, I call on the government to put in more funds into the work of HIV and AIDS and to be able to ensure that the awareness must continue in our villages, in our places.
What is the Catholic Church doing in awareness or work being done to inform members about this issue of HIV/AIDS?
We try to make this awareness when they come to our clinics. We try to make known this awareness in our clinics, like when people come for treatment or when they hear about this awareness being made. So I think it's in a way been trying to get our people in our own clinics, trying to make awareness to our patients, to our people.
Earlier you mentioned that all the mainline churches in Papua New Guinea are also concerned about this. Could you just explain a little bit of what was said during your meeting with the other mainline churches about this very issue?
Okay, we did have a meeting, and also we tried to encourage them to be able to start making awareness in their own churches also, so that the same message goes out to all, and that they are all aware of what is happening. And that has been the kind of awareness we try to make people aware of and make them realize that at this time HIV and AIDS is coming back again. And it's coming back could be worse because now the infection is 30 new infections a day. From 8, it was going up, and now I think they realize that it's 30 new infections a day. So the thing is that to make people aware of it, and the awareness must take place in the churches during the worship time. And also in the clinics where they have, all this should be done there because we don't get the funding to be able to support us in this, but that to be able to kind of involve ourselves because we have the network. And through this network, I think the awareness like this can be given.